again, then we'll go into the meaning. And we are going to connect something the Lord has told in the 18th chapter, summarizing what all we have now told, you know. Now we'll repeat this slogan once again, okay?
ये तु धर्म्यामृतमिदं यतोक्तं पर्युपासते श्रद्धधानमत्परमाः भक्तास्ते अतीव मे प्रिया.
The biggest compliment to the devotee. Mind you, from the Lord, not from anybody else. From the Lord himself, the biggest compliment. Imagine how filled the devotee is eligible to feel, and how he'll definitely feel it. See that? The reward for having heard the Lord, followed him, and become his true devotee is this compliment, verily from the Lord, the maker of all the universes, the supreme person, the eternal one, the supreme loving one, the supreme lovable one. From him you are getting the acknowledgement, the embrace, see? The handshake, the compliment. What he says, those people who, knowing me as a supreme person, with the greatest devotion unto me, follow all these permanent eternal dharmas with very great shraddha, that is, you know, sincerity and, you know, earnestness, those people are very, very, very dear to me, he says. He says very, very. That Bhagavan's word very, very means, it is meaning millions of very, very in our term, you know. That is the difference. We can say very, very. But Bhagavan is one very, there is no equal to it in our dictionary, you know. Vocabulary. So here Bhagavan says very, very. Not once, twice he has told. Single itself is so very great, very difficult to get. But in this bhakti yoga, he says, you know, and in this yoga, he very specially tells, you know, very, very dear. See? Now, in the final 18th chapter, he says, you know, those who speak of all the dharmas told by him, of all the injunctions told by him in the song divine to others, and help for their uplift and their, you know, eternity, are extremely dear to him, and there will be no one who will ever come again to beat these people. You know. All that we are going to see in the long run. So now we are having the blessed grace of the Lord in, taking his nectarian chapter 12, you know. Nectarian, I say, simply nectarian, and very simple and easy for we people, you know. Here he has not advocated anything very special. He has given us all a chance, you know, to reach that very plane that is being reached by, you know, Sankhya people, Karma people, Karma yogis, Jnani yogis, so many people, you know. That chance is given to us in no less degree, perfectly identical, and a path that will definitely take us face to face. Of course, our face will always be at his lotus feet. Simply a term face to face means to be together. No? It doesn't mean that you are sitting in face. We can never be face to face. We are always subordinates. Our face and our head shall always be at his lotus feet. No, we are simply that. We lucky people are that, you know. We don't realize that position, we are yet to become more lucky to understand that, you know. So, by face to face, I mean proximity, you know. The greatest being condescendingly talk to us and keep us along with him, you know. Making us all right from what we are, that way, that we. Now, having obtained his supreme grace, which is, proven by our, you know, chance to hear him, let us salute the Supreme Ishvara to our fullest and best capacity. Beg of him to make us more and more sincere, and beg of him never to allow us a separation from him by his power. Because we are all not powerful enough to have all those guarantees for ourselves, you know. But the Supreme Person simply nods the head or a condescending smile. That is all that is required for our eternal protection, peace, prosperity, tranquility. Prosperity in the divine sense, I mean, you know. Divine sense, at the Parandham and all, you know. So, all glories be unto the Supreme One. All prostrations, crores and crores and crores and crores unto the Supreme One. Love to our capacity in abundance, you know, ever flowing and made more and more flowing by His grace unto the Supreme One. Entreaty unto Him to always take care of all of us, we innocent, small children or even smaller than children unto Him. And Hare Krishna. May thy grace be forever and forever upon all of us. And may thy friendly protection and guarantee save us and keep us within the Parandham, undisturbed during creation and dissolution, when our ripe time here is done, and when we have done all what we have got to do by the injections. May we be vacant lies to others to, you know, raise them up with thy potent words, just said or transmitted via thy simple, humble, sincere instruments. Once again, with all our bosom and everything surrendered unto thee, O great God, let us remain in thy consciousness without any difficulty and with utmost ease, made possible by thy most, most benign, loving, kindly grace and love. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Om Namo Narayanaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Once again, O great God, our prostrations. O beloved Guru Maharajas, our surrender. And all of us, O dear blessed Lord, at thy lotus feet, for true beings, forever and forever. And may we carry on our functions over here with thy full patronage, security, condescence, direction, guidance, and love supreme. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Om Namo Narayanaya.
Come to our temple here. We have got so many temples, and we have got our temple here also in New York, and there are preachers also. We have got good preachers and educated boys and girls. We have got books, so my only request is that you take some interest, active interest in this movement, try to understand it, and if you cooperate, the whole human society will be happy. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Next is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 4th chapter, text number 13. Given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Recorded on April 8th, 1973, in New York.
Chatur Varnam Maya Srishtam Guna Karma Vibhagasa Tasya Kartaram Api Mang Vidhi Akartaram Abhayam. This is a verse from Bhagavad Gita. Most of you know this book, Bhagavad Gita. It is very famous book of knowledge. And we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. This Krishna consciousness movement means to present Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any adulteration. So Krishna says, four classes of men, chaturvarna. Chatur means four, and varnang means division of society. Just like varna means color. As there are division of color, red, blue, and yellow. Similarly, human being, human society should be divided according to the quality. The quality is also called color. The chatur varnang maya system guna karma vibhagas. So there are three qualities in this material world. Three qualities or three colors. Red, blue and yellow. You mix it, then you become 81 colors. Three colors, three upon three multiplied, it becomes nine. Nine upon nine multiplied, it becomes 81. So, there are 8,400,000 different forms of living entities. Due to this mixture of different qualities, nature is manufacturing different types of body according to the association of the living entity to the particular type of quality. Living entities are part and parcel of God. Suppose God is the big fire and living entities are just like sparks. The sparks, they are also fire. Sparks also, if one spark falls on your body, on your garment, it burns. But it is not as powerful as the big fire. Similarly, God is all-powerful, God is great. We are part and parcel of God. Therefore, our greatness is very, very small, infinitesimal. God is great, therefore He has created so many universes. We cannot account for even one universe. This one universe which we see, the sky, the dome, within that sky, outer space, there are millions and trillions of stars, planets that are floating. Floating in the air, everyone knows. We can float one Sputnik in the sky, and we take so much credit that we have become very, very great scientists. We don't care for God. This is foolishness. Foolish person will say like that. But one who is intelligent, he knows that God is floating millions and trillions of planets in the sky. And what we have done in that comparison? This is intelligence. We have become very much proud of our scientific knowledge. And therefore, at the present moment, we defy the existence of God. Sometimes we say that I have become God now. These are foolish statements. You are nothing in comparison to the intelligence. He is also intelligent. Because we are part and parcel of God, that we can study what is God if we simply study ourselves. Just like if you study a drop of sea water, if you analyze chemically, you'll find so many chemicals in that drop. So you can understand what is the composition of the sea. The same composition, but in greater quantity. That is the difference between God and ours. We are a small gods, we can say, a small gods, teeny, sample gods. Therefore we are so much proud. But we should not be proud because we should know that all our qualities are taken from God because we are part and parcel. So originally all these qualities are there in God. And therefore Vedanta Sutra says, what is God, what is absolute truth? Athata brahma jigyasa, when inquire about God, about the absolute truth, the answer is immediately given, janmadasya jataha. The absolute truth is there from whom everything comes, everything emanates. So everything is coming from God. He is the original source of all supplies. Now, what is our position? There are innumerable living entities. Nitya nityanang chetana chetananang. That is Vedic information. God is also a living entity like us, but he is the chief living entity. And we are also living entity. Just like one father. Father may have got 20 children, 20 sons. Formerly they used to have 100 sons. Now the fathers have no such power. But in the up to 5,000 years ago, King Dhritarashtra gave birth to 100 sons. Now we are saying that we are overpopulated. But that's not the fact. At the present moment, where there is the question of overpopulation? Now, how many of us giving birth hundreds of children? No, nobody. But formerly, a father could give birth to 100 children. So there is no question of overpopulation. And even there is overpopulation, we get information from the Vedas. Eka jo bahunam vidadhati kaman, that one chief living entity, God, he can maintain innumerable living entities. There is no question of overpopulation. This is a false theory. If God can create, he can maintain also. And actually this is the fact. I am traveling all over the world. There are so much vacant places upon the surface of the globe that the 10 times more than the present population can be easily maintained. But we do not know how to use it. In Africa, in Australia, in your America, enough land is still lying. But because we have encroached upon the land of Krishna, the difficulty is there. China is overpopulated, India is overpopulated. But if we take to Krishna consciousness, these difficulties will be over within a second. Krishna consciousness means to take everything Krishna's. I am also Krishna's. That is Krishna consciousness. Actually, that is fact. Everything Krishna means God. Everything belongs to God. I also belong to God. Ishavasam idam sarvam. Everything belongs to God. That's the fact. But we do not accept the fact. We take something illusory, therefore it is called Maya. Just like the Americans, they are claiming this land is for the American group. Similarly, other nations, but the land actually belongs to God. The land, the sky, the water.